Hi everyone, I'm Christine Day. It's great to be with you, and you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/ChristineDayOnline. And I'm really looking forward to spending time with you on the show today. This has been an incredibly powerful, intense time, and everyone I'm talking to, right across the planet, and people from all over the world, are going through a lot of challenge, personal challenge, with the new energies that are here on the planet. It's like we're really being pushed to the edge, really to push to take the time to look at ourselves, to deal with our deepest issues, the deepest parts of ourselves. And it's not a bad thing, but it's not easy. There's a lot of challenges and there's a lot of trust needed in our day-to-day lives. So I just want to acknowledge everyone out there. I know we're all doing our own thing. We all have our own individual journeys, one not more than the other, but certainly challenging in all sorts of ways. And some of it's physical challenges, some of it's more emotional, some of it's from deep-seated old core issues that are being brought up into our lives right now. And that's mainly because of the high new energy that is on our planet. These currents of light consciousness that exist now on our Earth are supporting our awakening, our reconnection, but it's also creating a lot of unearthing of the density within ourselves. And this is a pivotal time for all of us, for us to redefine ourselves with ourselves, to be authentic with ourselves, and to really be willing to let go and live that authenticity, you know, however it is for you out there, to honor your authentic nature and what's right for you. And our paths are being redefined daily even, and it takes a huge amount of trust and letting go. So I do hope you're doing well out there, and I'm glad we're all getting together here in this moment so we can do some work that supports that connection, that deepening connection to the heart, the deepening connection to our own higher natures, so that we can evolve and awaken on a higher level and be conscious about it. This is about consciously choosing to be reconnected. And, you know, the Pleiadians are saying that the most important thing is we have to let go and allow ourselves to be moved and repositioned within the spaces that are being opened for us, that are just opening up in front of us at this time. So it's about breathing, letting go, and as a door opens, trust that opening and move through that doorway. And where the doorways are closed, you don't try and force the doorway open. It's like the doorway needs to be pushed open, then it's not the right way for you in that moment. Remember that sacred timing is everything. And the ego mind has an agenda, and that agenda is not always the right path, the right way for you specifically. So it's very important to let go. Don't expect anything to make much sense. And allow your heart to lead you, and allow your own heart's vastness to open and express to you truth. And you let go, and you let go, and you let go, and you use that conscious breath. Remember that breath in and out the mouth says, yes, I'm willing to let go. Yes, I'm willing to receive my light. So you use your conscious breath to birth yourself deeper within your heart to your path, to access this new pathway. And it's a time for us all to celebrate. This is a time for amazing celebration. And for me, I'm filled with a lot of gratitude and great joy for my path. I have been on an intense, extreme reset energy. I know my last show, I couldn't even do the show. I was told to just let it go, and I did make a small recording for you all. But it was just like I was told I was in the middle of a very powerful reset, and was to really contain my energy and spend my time inwards to myself. So here we are back on track, or I'm back on track for now, doing well, and keeping on letting go, and filled with a lot of gratitude and great joy for everything that's unfolding. But I want to salute us, our courage, as we collectively walk forward on this path, not separately, not alone, but as a collective entity within the God consciousness state. And this is something we're being asked to open to. The Pleiadians are saying the more we consciously open, even once an hour, that we are part of this collective God consciousness state and align through your heart, when you do that, it just allows an amazing unfolding to take place within you. So I just want to just acknowledge us, all of us who are on the path. And even if we, you know, you're at a place of not knowing, not understanding, feeling totally disorientated, it does not matter, because everything ultimately is in hand through our own higher selves, through our own connection within that God consciousness state. Everything is in perfect alignment. And the illusion that we have on this earth plane and the misinterpretation of that with our ego minds can play havoc with us at times. So that's why it's so important to come back to your heart. So why don't we all take a breath, a conscious breath right now. Breathe and let go. Just allowing yourself to let go and flow. Ashata inea. Eshe om, eshe om, eshe oh. That's it. Take one more conscious breath and just let go. Ashata I. That's it. And breathe. And let go again. Ashata inea. That's it. That's it. And just placing one hand on your chest. This is your heart. This is your pathway to your higher self. Allowing your awareness to come in. Take a breath and let go. The Pleiadians are bringing in a lot of information right now about the energies that are going to be accelerating. Here we are, 1st of July. I cannot believe it. But by mid-July, we have a huge awakening, further awakening coming onto the planet. And each one of us needs to be really aligned deeper to the heart to really fully open to this awakening. It's going to create a lot of shocks running through the earth plane, a lot of shocks running through the third dimensional, you know, communities. And you, me, every one of us out there collectively need to stay stable within our hearts at that time. We're looking around the 14th of July that there's going to be a beginning of a huge opening, a huge wave of opening of light, another level of light coming onto the earth plane. Similar to the energy of the awakening of the Dove energy, not the same, because that was a very much a predestined event, but the energy that will come on will be very pure light that's going to create a lot of unearthing of a further level of density on the third dimensional level. So we all need to be working collectively together, one consciousness, in working with that energy. And today we're going to move into working within the community circle. We haven't done that for a while, but that community circle is placing the thumb in the center of the palm of your hand. So let's do that now and activate our community circle, because it's going to have a very strong impact on how we operate in the next 2 weeks leading into the 14th of July, when that activation of another level of pure consciousness of God light will come onto our earth plane. Bring your awareness to where your thumb is connected to the center of your palm. And let's all take one conscious breath and let go. which opens us all collectively into a circle of light within another dimensional framework. That's it, letting your body move, opening your awareness. Take a breath and let go right into the space. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om, eshe om, eshe om. That's it. Take one more conscious breath. And let go right into the center where the palm connects into the center of your, the thumb connects into the center of your palm. That's it. Breathe and let go. And let your awareness come in a little further. I'm just going to bring a sound in, and I want you to just let yourself expand into the space with the sound. Now let your awareness open a little more through the space. Take one more conscious breath and let go. And let's forge another connection between us. Just let your awareness open and expand right into the circle of light that's opening. Now let your awareness open just a little more. Take one more conscious breath. That's it. And just let go through the space. That's it. Now allow your awareness to open deeper within the circle of light, within our community circle here. It's like a circle that's opening up and expanding outwards. Just let your awareness open, opening in towards or bringing your awareness towards that God consciousness space. Take one more conscious breath and let go right into the space. Ashata ine'a, and take one more breath and just let go right through the space. Ashata I. That's it. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om, eshe om. Now open your awareness. Now bring in the words. Ashata I. Right within the circle. And take one more conscious breath and let go, which aligns you deeper within our community circle of light. And feel how the light is expanding. Open your awareness just a little more if you can. Take one more conscious breath and let go through the space. And then bring in the words, Ashata I. That's it, just once. And feel how you align deeper within this God consciousness space, this circle of light. And take one more breath and just let go. Ashata ine'a, eshe om, eshe o, eshe o. That's great. That's it. Now let your awareness come all the way back where your thumb is connected to the center of your palm. So that you're bringing yourself all the way back. And then bring both hands to hold the heart space. And bring your awareness right to where your hands are holding that heart. And take a conscious breath. And just breathe and let go right into the space. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om, eshe o. That's it. That's great. And just breathe and let the energy of the community circle flow, almost imprint, right into the cells of your heart. It's like that community circle of God consciousness light. Flowing and anchoring through the heart cells. Open your awareness just a little more. Take one more conscious breath and just let go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe om. And just holding your heart. and bringing in the words right into your heart cells, Ashata I. Ashata I. And take a conscious breath and let go right into your heart. Now bring the words claiming your place within your heart cells just once more. Ashata I. That's it. Now take one more conscious breath and let go, and just keep holding your chest, your whole heart space, and take one more conscious breath and let go, and you're claiming your heart, claiming the vastness, the multidimensional level of your heart here. Now just staying with your heart, I'm just going to talk about what's coming up, just letting you know that our new broadcast is up. And hopefully you've watched it and you can continue to watch it. It's going to support you a lot leading into mid-July. The summer programs in Grand Marais begin mid-July to mid-August. We've already had one in May, June. But from mid-July to mid-August, we have 5 different classes. If you're interested, check out the website www.christinedayonline.com. It would be wonderful to see you on our land in Grand Marais. There's a 3-day weekend. There are 5 of them, and there are still some spaces available for anyone who feels called. And right now I have a message coming in from the Pleiadians. So I just want you to hold your heart and just allow their energy to flow through you. Beloved ones, we greet you. There is much to celebrate as your paths open further, allowing you anchor to the higher realms. Your heart is the beginning of your path. Let go within your heart and allow the sacred unfolding within you. There are veils to be lifted as you consciously choose to take your place within your heart. This is your time to transition on another multidimensional level. Be still and access your heart. This way you can choose as you breathe and let go. Know that the third dimensional playouts within your lives are going to accelerate further. Expect the unexpected and let go, knowing no matter how things appear within the illusion. This is a vast moment in time where everything is falling away as you have previously known it to be. You are each being made ready for a monumental transition that is taking place mid-July and leading into mid-August. The work you do now will influence you and where you can expand within as the shifts accelerate during the major openings. You must let go in order to achieve all that is here for you now. We witness you and know you are not alone. Call us forward to support you. We are here. We continue to witness you, and you are the only one through free will that can call us forward. Blessings. The Pleiadians. Now what I want you to do is bring your awareness deeper into your heart right now, because I'm going to release a veil from the heart, and this veil is connected into the divine access point at the base of your throat. So put one hand on the base of the throat and one hand on your full chest, but bring your awareness to the hand on the base of the throat, and I'm going to release a veil that has been in place here that is ready to be released. It's time now for this veil to be lifted to enable you to have a greater flow of awakening within you. So bring your awareness towards your throat. I'm going to start releasing the veil. Can allow your body to move, allow a sound to come out of the throat. It may feel like you need to cough. That's okay. As I just release this veil from the divine access point of your throat, and it's going to extend all the way across your heart as I lift it out. So open your awareness just a little more. Take a conscious breath. That's it. And let go as I lift this veil off the heart. A shata ine'a. Coming off the divine access point of the throat. And I'm lifting it. It's coming away effortlessly and away and peeling right across and off the heart space. Your full chest, like releasing an old burden, old guilt, old shame, sadness, just lifting that off, feeling of not being loved, of needing to do it perfectly in order to be loved, and just lifting a lot of that old belief systems out of the heart and off the throat. Take a breath. And let go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe om. That's it. Take one more conscious breath and let go. I'm going to release a level of old fear, of responsibility, of feeling that you somehow must do things. Just some of those old belief systems, not being good enough. Having to do it perfectly in order to be loved. The struggle, the trying, the need to get it right. Just a lot of that old restriction and limitation that keeps you really like burdened, like you're responsible for other people. Just taking a lot of that density off the heart. Take a conscious breath and just let go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe om. That's it. Breathe and let go. That's it. I'm going to release some of the old density, the old fear and struggle. Remembering the fear is just illusion. It does not exist beyond the ego mind. I'm going to lift some of that old fear and struggle. Another level of it off the heart. Take a conscious breath and let go. That's it. I want to remind you to never make a decision based on fear. But come into your heart and wade through your heart till you connect into something else and then choose differently. You have the right to change your mind and choose differently. And I'm still lifting some of that density of that fear off the heart. Just breathing and letting that go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. That's it. Take one more conscious breath and let go. That's it. That's it. Take another conscious breath. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om eshe o. That's it. Now I want you to let your awareness come into the heart a little more. We're coming into the transmission energy. But the heart is starting to open more. Let your awareness come into your heart. Have both hands on your full chest now. Feel the warmth and the pressure of your hands on your chest. And your heart is opened up. You've lifted some of those veils open. So then lift it off. Let your awareness come in. Feel the flow, maybe the fluidity, the light. Just let your awareness move into the space and take one conscious breath and let go. And as you let go, you align deeper into that fluid space of your heart. That's it. Take one more breath and let go. That's it. Now take one more breath and let go. Eshapta ine a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. That's it. Breathing and letting go. That's it. Now let your awareness expand through the space. It's like this opening, this light, this flow. Just let your awareness move, whether you see, sense, or feel it, towards the light. Towards that path, you've got your community circle, that God consciousness light that has fallen and moved into the heart self. It's opening that pathway, opening a doorway. Let your awareness move through the space, however you see it, sense it, or feel it. Take a conscious breath and let go. Now allow the sound to move you through the doorway. It's like you're being drawn like a magnet through the space. Now take another breath and just let go. Ashapa ine a. That's it. Breathe and let go. That's it. Whether you see, sense, or feel. The essence of the light, the path. Excuse me. That's it. Let your awareness just move forward and feel yourself being drawn along a path. Whether you see, sense, or feel the essence of the pathway, take a conscious breath and let go that aligns you to the path. That's it. Now open up and just bring in the sound, Ashata-i. That's it, Ashata-i. And feel how you're aligned and open deeper to the path. However it is, it might feel like a road, a rainbow. Let your awareness move. That's it, being drawn along that path, Ashata-i ne'a. Take a breath and let go. Ashata-i. That's it. Allowing your body to move. Take a conscious breath. Let go. Just let go. That's it. Let yourself be moved deeper within the space of the opening, however it's presenting. It's like your pathway is leading you into that circle of life. Almost like the pathway from your heart is leading you, is opened up and taking you right in to that collective circle of light, of God consciousness light. Now let your awareness fill the space, whether you see, sense, or feel it. Take one more conscious breath and let go and feel yourself being received by the light. Drawn and received, held in the light. Take another breath and just let go. As you let go, you align deeper. Ashata-i. You use the words Ashata-i, that you claim in your place. Ashata-i. That's it. That's it. That's it. And feel how the light is expanding and growing. And how you're being drawn deeper into the light, into the flow. Take a breath, let go, Ashata-i, once more, Ashata-i. That's it. Now let your awareness fill the space. Just claim the space with your awareness. That's it. Gently, effortlessly, you fill the space. As you fill it, you claim it. This is your space of light. And as you open your awareness deeper and take another conscious breath, feel how the light almost moves you deeper. It takes you deeper. It expands maybe, radiates out further around you. That's it. Now open your awareness a little more. Now bring in the words, enough, right through the space. Enough. Feel yourself being received by your light, like you're being drawn deeper, bathed in your light, in your God light. Take a breath, let go. Now bring the sound in once more. Enough. That's it. It's your unique vibration of sound. Activating your own alignment to your God light. Take a breath. Let go. Ashaka'i. That's it. Breathe and let go. That's it. Take one more breath and let go. Ashaka'i ne'a. That's it. Forging these connections. Allowing your awareness to open further and further. It's like you're being moved and opened beyond the veils with the light. Bring the sound in once more. Ina. Feel how this space is opening up through you. It's the space of your heart, your multidimensional heart, opening up on another multidimensional level. That's it. Open your awareness. Breathe. Let go. That's it. Just let go and you align deeper. It's you choosing right now to let go. Right on another level. That's it. Breathe. Let go. And bring your sound. Ina. Once more. That's it. Right there. That's it. And just let your awareness expand. And take a breath, a conscious breath, and let go into that expansion, feeling yourself being fully received through the light. Take one more breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. Ashe'o meshe'o. Ashe'o. That's it. Let your awareness open just a little further if you can. Expand it just a little more and bring in your sound once more. Ina. To anchor just a little further. Ina. That's it. And then as you bring your awareness from that expanded aspect of the light right into where you're holding your chest, so the energy of the light is flowing into the cells, bathing the cells of your heart. And as you bring your awareness right into where both hands are on your chest, bring in the sound, anchoring the essence of that light, Ina, three times right through your chest, right through the heart space. Ina. 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 Let your awareness open. That is right through the cells of your heart. Shata ine'a. The she'om eshe'o. Eshe'o. Take another breath and let go. Feeling yourself moving deeper through the multidimensional aspect of your own sacred heart within your heart cells. Shata ine'a. She'om. Eshe Om, Eshe O. That's great work, everybody. Just want to acknowledge you and all that you are in this moment. And I look forward to being with you again on this next show. And know that you can work with this process, which will be very supportive with the energies that are coming up. You access it on the archives on www.com. blogtalkradio.com/Christine Day Online. Ashata ine'a, b'she'om, b'she'ol, b'she'ol. So be it.